This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The ferocious flames of wind-whipped wildfires are swallowing up homes and businesses in Los Angeles right now, forcing thousands of people to run for their lives. KNX's Pete Demetriou is in Malibu,
where you had homes that were two, three stories tall, broad, stately mansions across and facing out onto the water, and you have that beautiful sunset. Now all you basically have are the foundations of these homes, and you have flames that are coming out of what is left of the foundations from the natural gas lines which are in those homes. There is nothing left.
A senior living facility has been evacuated in Altadena.
It's tough. They can't get up. They're stuck on the wheelchairs. We got to lift them up, put them in the vans, and then take the wheelchairs at the same time. So we got to get everybody out of here.
For the first time in 19 years, the L.A. Fire Department's put out a call to all off-duty firefighters to report availability. CBS's Danya Backus.
They've been fighting flames throughout the night, and because of the high wind gusts, they're unable to fly water-dropping aircrafts that are crucial to this firefight.
We're working seamlessly and closely to ensure that we are protecting lives and property first.
The National Weather Service predicts the winds will weaken later today, though the extent of the damage from these fast-spreading fires is yet to be seen.
President Biden canceled plans to travel inland to Riverside County, where he was scheduled to announce two new national monuments. He spent the night at a hotel in L.A. The Gulf of Mexico could become the Gulf of America if Donald Trump gets his way. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns from Mar-a-Lago.
President-elect Donald Trump said he wanted the United States to take over the Panama Canal and Greenland, and that he won't rule out the use of military force to do it.
We need them for economic security.
The president-elect also suggested using economic force to annex Canada.
In Washington, D.C.,
my country.
The Naval Academy Glee Club at a service for former President Jimmy Carter, who is lying in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. Hundreds filing past his casket to pay respects.
A very moral person, a very trustworthy person, and I think within my lifetime, a unique president.
A state funeral will be held in Washington tomorrow. Terrifying moments on a JetBlue flight getting ready for takeoff at Logan Airport in Boston.
We have a passenger just opened emergency exit door trying to jump out the airplane.
Jeffrey 161, Roger. We'll send someone out.
Passenger is due in court today to face charges. S&P futures up 18. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. We're trying to learn more about a fire along Sheridan Road this morning in Kenosha County. Dispatch got a call at around 12:30 for a fire at a home in Summers near Highway E. Several departments were called in to assist. A 47-second attack in the Racine County Jail on New Year's Eve has led to homicide charges against an inmate. Formal charges have now been filed against 29-year-old Devontae Caraway. The victim, 35-year-old Joseph Lee, was found unconscious 22 minutes after the assault and pronounced dead on January 1st. An autopsy revealed multiple severe injuries to Lee's head and spine. The complaint notes that the attack was violent. It's reported some of the other inmates tried to intervene, but a complaint says Caraway threatened them. Racine authorities say jail staff acted within protocol. Investigators in Kenosha County are leading the inquiry. In a bid to tackle an affordable housing crisis, Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into housing. The council took that vote last night. The development will result in 4 3-bedroom, two-story homes in the Lincoln King area. Part of the project is backed by federal funds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice for Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles. Although Green Bay has lost Christian Watson for the rest of the season, Dontavian Wicks says they still have depth at wide receiver.
We got so many playmakers on the team, you know, and I see a lot of people that want to win. So, you know, we bring that all together and compliment each other. I think everything's going to be great for us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Milwaukee hosting the San Antonio Spurs at 5 Serve Forum. In college hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette came from behind to beat Georgetown 74-66. Chase Rice led the Golden Eagles with a career-high 27 points. That snapped a five-game winning streak for the Hoyas.
Man, it's a far cry from the Georgetown team we played last year. I told the guys that coming in, but then when you feel it and you experience it on the floor, I think it still takes some adjusting on the guys' part to understand, like, this is a team to really, you know, be reckoned with in our league.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 22 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at 5 to 15. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 with a little light snow possible from Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
I am single. I don't drink. It's kind of hard to get a woman buzz when you don't drink. You'll be like, I'll have a glass of water, and you want a shot of Jaeger? You want eight of them? When you don't drink, people always need to know why, too. They're like, you don't drink? Why? This never happens with anything else. You don't use mayonnaise? Why? Are you addicted to mayonnaise? Is it okay if I use mayonnaise?
News and timeless hits at WRJN 609. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me today. We have an increasing cloudiness on tap today with a high near 24, becoming clear tonight, lows 13. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 29, clear in 12 at Radio Park. And if you're looking for things to do, maybe this weekend, next weekend, the weekend after, the month after, we're going to tell you. Kelly Cruz, the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, coming in at 7 o'clock this morning. Got a ton of activities for you. So we're going to go over that and hopefully make your day or weekend or month or whatever we're going to make for you. But right now, we've got the Foundation's Build Me Up Buttercup. Local news, timeless hits, only here. 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM Kenosha, 1400 AM everywhere.
Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby? Just to let me down.
It's WRJ and Build Me Up Buttercup, the Foundation, 612 on a, what is today? Wednesday morning. Do you go through a mental checklist before walking out of the door each day to make sure you don't forget anything? Like there's your keys, your wallet, your phone, your backup underwear. Yep. According to a survey, nearly half of all Americans carry backup underwear with them just in case they have an accident or because they plan to change clothes, like at the gym. Not a bad idea. I've never thought about that, but I might have one just in case of emergency. My mother once told me, always wear clean underwear because you never know when you're going to be in a car accident. And if you get hit by a car, you don't want to be wearing, dirty underwear. So I think I'll carry a spare pair from now on. All right. Thank you, Mom. 6:13. Looking for increasing clouds today. Highs near 24 right now. I got a clear sky for you. We got 12 degrees here at Radio Park with Billy Joe Royal and Down in the Boondocks.
Down in the Boondocks. And I
Rose and Tam, this hits at WRJN 615. We're looking for increasing clouds today. Highs near 24. Then becoming clear tonight. Lows around 13. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 29. There are rumors of a little bit of snow coming in Thursday night. I don't like that. Clear, 12 degrees at Radio Park right now. Well, a guy in St. Louis helped free a stranger's car after it got stuck in the snow on Sunday. Nice guy, right? Wrong. Then he pulled a gun, demanded their keys. Not a nice guy at all.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Golden Globes kicked off award season Sunday night. It was good news for the entertainment world as ratings were up across the board, including broadcast TV, social media, and streaming, despite the fact that the Globes were up against Sunday Night Football. Network TV reported that ratings were up 50% from the broadcast in 2023. The ceremony also produced 40 million social media impressions, which were more than the 2024 Oscars and Grammys had combined. Streaming ratings were up 9%. Post Malone performed with Beyonce during the NFL halftime show on Christmas Day in Houston. The night before, he was hanging at a bar called the Rail Yard with Shaboozy. That was a fun sentence to say. Malone met bartender Renee Brown, a single mom upset that she was working Christmas Eve for the first time instead of home making cookies and watching Christmas movies with her 9-year-old daughter. Her night picked up when Malone left her a $20,000 tip. Being more than 15% is so gauche. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, opening Friday, January 10th at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Black, a child is white, the whole world looks upon
Black and White, local news and Tamla's hit to WRJN at 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and 1400 AM, the legendary AM frequency everywhere. All right. Guy in Illinois was redoing his parents' bathroom when he ripped out some drywall and found an old Christmas gift in the wall with his name on it. They apparently hid it there back in 1978 and forgot all about it. Turns out to be a set of toy planes called Thunder Jets that Matchbox made. Now, here's the question. Why did his parents, they put it in the wall to hide it, but why did they drywall over it? Once the gift was in there, didn't they think they were ever going to want to get that out from the wall? Yeah. Buddy Holly, Peggy Sue, right here at WRJN.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true, oh, Peggy. I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Buddy Holly. Peggy Sue, local news and Tamla's hit to WRJN. Here's a fun fact for you. The first script for the movie E.T. the Extraterrestrial was a horror movie. Steven Spielberg decided he liked it better as a family movie. He took that horror script and rewrote it, and that movie became Poltergeist. Speaking about movies, here's a song that was supposed to be in the movie The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, but the song wasn't ready in time, so it never made it into the film, but it was a hit. Here's Gene Pitney.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide, they'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. Because the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh, man, the kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man would face his gun, and many a man would fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all. Love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on just
just trying to build a peaceful life where love is free to grow. But the point of a gun was the only law that liberty understood. When the final showdown came at last, a law book was no good. Alone and afraid, she prayed that he'd return that fateful night. Oh, that night, when nothing she said could keep her man from going out to fight. From the moment a girl gets to be full grown, the very first thing she learns, when two men go out to face each other, only one returns. Everyone heard two shots ring out. One shot made liberty fall. The man who shot liberty violent, he shot liberty violent. He was the bravest of them all. The man who shot liberty violent, he shot liberty violent. He was the bravest of them all.
Gene Pitney, the man who shot Liberty Valance, 1962. That's when the movie came out. Good movie, too, with John Wayne, James Stewart. Lee Marvin played Liberty Valance. You've got Lee Van Cleef. You've got Strother Martin, Vera Miles. What a cast in that movie. Oh, the Edmund O'Brien, the cast just goes on and on and on. It's a long movie. It's like 2.5 hours. But what a great film if you get a chance to see it. I know TCM runs it from time to time, and you got to see one of the best Westerns ever, John Ford Western, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Hey, good morning. It is 6:30. You know what that means. Let's check news of the morning at WRJN. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're trying to learn more about a fire along Sheridan Road this morning in Kenosha County. Dispatch got a call at around 12:30 for a fire at a home in Summers near Highway E. Several departments were called in to assist. A 47-second attack in the Racine County Jail on New Year's Eve has led to homicide charges against an inmate. Formal charges have now been filed against 29-year-old Devontae Caraway. The victim, 35-year-old Joseph Lee, was found unconscious 22 minutes after the assault and pronounced dead on January 1st. An autopsy revealed multiple severe injuries to Lee's head and spine. The complaint notes that the attack was violent. It's reported some of the other inmates tried to intervene, but a complaint says Caraway threatened them. Racine authorities say jail staff acted within protocol. Investigators in Kenosha County are leading the inquiry. In a bid to tackle an affordable housing crisis, Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into housing. The council took that vote last night. The development will result in 4 3-bedroom, 2-story homes in the Lincoln King area. Part of the project is backed by federal funds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Here in the Midwest, we're always looking, trying to pay attention to what's going on in South America and their crops. And as we start 2025, that is no different. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And with me is John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. And he's given us an update on what he is seeing out of South America.
Biggest thing we're watching, northern Argentina, southern Brazil is in the middle of a bit of a dry pattern right at this time frame. Temperatures are on the rise. It's getting to the stage. It could be starting to see some damage possibly happening and some yield losses in that area. Now, the biggest focus of the market is going to be around the 15th of January and watching those long-range forecasts. Right now, those forecasts are bringing moisture back into that region. If that occurs, that basically this dry spell will be gone, and given the overall supply down there, will put pressure back on the marketplace. Now, if that area stays dry, maybe we get a little bit more weather premium in here.
Heinberg says that with the weather being as unpredictable as ever, this is just something that will leave us in a limbo for a little while, but we want to make sure once that January 15th date comes around that we are paying close attention to what's going on in South America. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre Solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the maximum acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Welcome back. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news for today. Recently, we here at the Midwest Farm Report teamed up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs for the Every Person Has a Fair Story contest. We'd like to congratulate Linda Degner for her winning story, My Pink Ribbon. Thank you to all who participated. It was announced that Representative Travis Tranel of Cuba City has been reappointed as the chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee. With a look at your agriculture news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 22 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at 5 to 15. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 with a little light snow possible from Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
I'm actually in a really good mood tonight, which is bizarre because I've been really cranky because I'm on a diet. Now, here's the thing. I'm okay with my weight like this, but I want to do television, which means I need to be a weight that's not achievable. Or talent. But talent is so, it takes time, and I lost 10 pounds in a week. Here's what I do. I don't eat all day till I feel dizzy. Oh, thanks for laughing. Because I said that in Los Angeles, and nobody laughed. They just wrote it down. They were like, how dizzy? Fall down dizzy or see spots dizzy?
Hey!
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect. It's 637 at WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 24. Becoming clear tonight, lows 13. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 29. It's clear right now. It's 12 degrees here at Radio Park. Someone was upset when they found a seat squatter in their assigned seat for a Delta flight. But that person was supposed to be sitting in first class. Instead, they wanted that seat in coach. So the squatter got that seat in coach, and the other person moved up to first class. Kind of a win-win, wouldn't you say? Finally, a story about an airline that turned out well for both parties, huh? It's 6:38, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN with BJ Thomas and Hooked on a Feeling. Thomas Hooked on a Feeling, 641. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, have you ever stayed at an Airbnb? I've never done that before. But, you know, when you leave the Airbnb, you're supposed to leave it in the condition you found it in. Well, how about this? Case in point, an Airbnb charged a guest $120 because they didn't empty the dishwasher.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Pasadena. She drives me fast and she drives me hard. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
News and time. This hits at WRJN. We've got increasing cloud cover today with a high near 24. Becoming clear tonight. Lows 13. Sunny tomorrow. Highs near 29. Clear in 12 right now at Radio Park. All right. It's cold outside. And things get, you know, icy. Maybe your tongue gets stuck to a flagpole. Things like that. But I've never heard of this before. Utility workers in Kansas saved two bobcats that climbed a pole and got frozen to it over the weekend. Really? The high temperature on Sunday was 16 degrees with a wind chill of -5. Just happened the other day. One was a kitten, the other was the mom. It took 2 hours to get them unstuck. They were frozen to the pole. My goodness. They ran off after they got off. They seemed to be okay, but wow. I heard of your tongue getting stuck, but never a bobcat getting stuck to a pole.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snow. Snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Coping with a serious illness is overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Well, fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Cheer on the green and gold this weekend in Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
We'll be right back.
look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see.
Chandel's Crystal Blue Persuasion, 652 Local News, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, is coming our way at 7 o'clock, a little after 7 o'clock. We'll talk about all the events coming up for 2025. Downtown Racine should be a lot of fun. All right. If you want to schedule your days off around holidays so you can really have long weekends, here are the days of the week when some of the key holidays are happening in 2025 so you can plan around them. The July 4th holiday. Wow, that is a that's going to be a long one. All right, so we got Valentine's Day on a Friday. St. Patrick's Day is on a monday. Cinco de Mayo's on a Monday. 4th of July is on a Friday. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you play sick, Monday too. Halloween's on a Friday. Christmas is on a Thursday. And the New Year's Day is on a Thursday. Hope I have those right, because I checked the calendars. I think they're pretty right. Anyway, so there you go. We had a guy I used to work with years ago in radio. He was a single guy. And he used to hand his vacation schedule for 3 years in advance. And he always took Christmas to New Year's that week, so nobody else can take that week. And I went to the program director. I said, well, you know, this kind of isn't fair. I mean, he's taking 3 years in advance. He goes, nobody told you to get married. That was his answer. And I said, I guess you're right. Nobody did tell me to get married. Maybe I should have been single. I can take that week off every year. at 6:53. We're looking for increasing cloud cover today with a high near 24. Right now we've got the clear sky ahead of us. It's 12 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down all right. Tossing and turning and freezing. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Sherman, Julie, do you love me? It's 6:56 at WRJN. You know, the average person has up to 11 negative thoughts every day. Here are the most common ones. I don't earn enough. I'm overweight. We don't want that song playing there. I'm overweight. Let's see. I'm not good looking. I wish I had never done that. I wish I hadn't played that song on the radio like that. No, that last one I added in there, but some truth to it. All right. What do we have for you right now? We've got increasing cloudiness today with a high near 24. Right now, it's clear and 12 at Radio Park. Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation coming in a few minutes. But right now, I've got the Stones and Satisfaction.
I can't get no satisfaction. Cause I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried. I can't get no, I can't get no. When I'm driving in my car, and a man comes on the radio, he's telling me more and more about some useless information. Supposed to fire my imagination.
satisfaction. No satisfaction.
Ah, yeah, the Stones. Satisfaction. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, here's how to prevent parking spot rage. You ever see two people going after the same spot and they're screaming, cursing, wishing bad things upon each other? Well, these two drivers in Ireland settled their dispute over a parking space with a game of rock, paper, scissors. Somebody videotaped it, put it up there. You can also use, you know, odds and evens. You can do all that kind of stuff, too. All right, Kelly Cruz coming up in a minute from the Downtown Racine Corporation. You need things to do? We're going to tell you things to do downtown. That's all straight ahead. 7 o'clock now. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Three fast-moving wildfires are burning out of control in the Los Angeles area this morning. Massive flames are being